Cigarettesandtobacco.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Larry, we're kicking it off with you. How can I help?
Yes, sir. I take probiotics in the morning and in the evening.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
You take them in the morning?
I take one probiotic in the morning before I eat, 30 minutes, and then I take a probiotic 30 in the evening.
All right. Well, are you asking me, is that good, or what's the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you could hear me. I was wondering, with the one in the evening, sometimes I have something on my stomach. But is 30 minutes after that all right before I go to bed?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, the probiotics actually are really good. I mean, as far as helping with the body's digestive tract, of course, you know, a lot of times people take it with meals. I'm definitely a bigger fan of even an hour away from meals, closer to an empty stomach, and taking before you go to bed. Maybe, you know, first thing in the morning when you wake up, and then also around lunchtime. You really can take them at any time. Typically, that's what most of the labels say on the different models of products and whatnot. But, you know, for maximum absorption and making sure that you get everything that you need, taking them away from food is definitely a key. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? You can also go online, getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. And our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe in the same philosophy that we talk about, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care to kind of take you from where you are to where you need to be. Growing network every single day. It's incredible to see all the folks that are coming on board. Estelle in Orlando, Florida writes, my husband's been suffering from migraines over the last couple of weeks. Can this be a sign of something worse? Well, it just depends. Migraines are actually fairly common for many people. And there's a lot of different reasons for why you can get migraines. I mean, it can be vascular in nature. It could be a nutritional deficiency. It can be stress. It can be just a host of different things. I mean, literally, toxins build up in the body. You can get migraine headaches. So there's a whole host of things that could be causing it. So really what you want to do is you want to get down and figure out, okay, what's the real reason? I'm sure he's probably been to his physician already. And I'm sure that he's been, you know, kind of evaluated, maybe even taking medicine at this point. But when you look at migraines, one of the big things you've got to think are two things, I think. First and foremost, after you've been evaluated by your doctor and they say, well, we can't really find anything. If they go that route, then you always want to have things looked at from a structural perspective, meaning that you need to have the neck evaluated, the cervical vertebra, C1, C2, a lot of times can be out of position. That can cause undue pressure at the base of the neck, and that can cause migraines. It can cause headaches. One of the big reasons for that, if it's not vascular. And the other are nutritional deficiencies, and there's several nutritional deficiencies that can cause migraine headaches. One we know are low B12 levels, also low iron levels. So you get into an anemic state, it can cause migraines many times. Another that is a big cause is caffeine. So if you're drinking a lot of caffeine, it depletes calcium, it depletes a lot of your minerals in the body, and that can lead to migraines as well. And so that instability that caffeine can cause sometimes can be a big trigger. So I don't know if your husband is drinking coffee a lot. I don't know what his diet's like, and I don't know the whole picture. But if you're asking just kind of a general nature about migraines, you want to get it evaluated from all aspects, mental, chemical, structural, and make sure everything's in balance. And if it is, Great. And then you got me. But usually there is a pretty good key of what's going on. You just got to get the research and get some physician to actually do some testing or do some self-testing at home, of course, after you've already done that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Wandering minds are linked with greater working memory. New study finds. So if you find your mind wandering as you complete tasks during the day, thinking about what you'll make for dinner or as you read through an article, for instance, it could actually be saying something about your memory. New research suggests a study in the journal Psychological Science shows that people whose minds wander during simple tasks may actually have a higher capacity for working memory. Working memory is what enables us to think about multiple things at once. It's been linked to intelligence such as IQ, and also reading comprehension. So that may be because people who have additional working memory resources deploy them to think about things other than what they're doing. Study researcher Jonathan Smallwood of the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognitive and Brain Science, well, that's a mouthful right there. He said this, and for the study, he said researchers and the participants do one of two tasks. One task was to press a button while they saw a certain letter come across the screen. The second task was to tap in sync with their own breathing. And he said as they, the people that were able to do all of this at once had a higher capacity for memory and also for multitasking. So I think this goes towards the ladies, fellas, if you really think about it, because women can multitask way better than we can. And if you're sitting there going, no, they can't, let me tell you something, they can. And when women say they have a memory like an elephant, think about that one for just a second. So the ability to multitask and remember every single detail of everything. I mean, they can recall. It's unbelievable. And finding a woman, it's like once a woman goes into a place of dementia or Alzheimer's, it's just like, what is that? Because her memory typically is so good. And as tragic as that can be, you just think about the capacity that you see. And men have good memories too, but you definitely find females have a greater capacity from what I've seen. We know vitamin E has been a strong antioxidant for years, but taking vitamin E supplements may not help when it comes to preventing heart failure among women. A new study shows that vitamin E supplements had no effect on women's risk of developing heart failure. It's the first large-scale study on the effectiveness of vitamin E in preventing heart failure. They said vitamin E is one of the group of nutrients known as antioxidants and typically can help protect the body from oxidative damage to the cells. Now, some previous studies on vitamin E actually found that heart failure has suggested the antioxidant is a real issue. So here's the thing. You get vitamin C, vitamin E, and these sorts of things. Heart failure affects more than about 5.7 million people in the United States. It's chronic. It's a progressive condition in which heart failure is no longer able to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. So in the study, researchers followed a group of nearly 40,000 women. And in this, the women took 600 international units, that's IUs, of vitamin E as a placebo every other day. And during the study, 220 episodes of heart failure were diagnosed. I don't know. I know this is a study and it's out. I just, my own opinion, with all the research I've seen around vitamin E, is pretty incredible. So, can it help with heart failure? I think it's an incredible antioxidant all the way around. This study right here saying that vitamin E doesn't appear to help or hurt when it comes to heart disease risk. So they're kind of just saying it can help or it cannot. I mean, they're just kind of neutral on the subject. When vitamin E has been touted for many years as being helpful with heart disease for so long, it still is a good nutrient. That's just my personal opinion. 888-283-7272 are phone lines, and they are open. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist. who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
Check out the show 24-7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Marie, we're going to kick it off with you. How can I help?
Okay, I'm calling about a bone spur I have in my foot. And okay. I know it's there because it's been x-rayed and we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if the inflammation diet would help with it. I have your book, and so I have the diet and stuff.
You got the book, and have you started on the diet yet?
Yes, no. I've kind of started on it this week. I've had the bone spur for several months, though.
Well, a bone spur, a couple things, okay? Number one is you got to make sure that you have enough of the right kind of minerals in the body and that your body can use them. So if you have excess calcium, but your body can't utilize the calcium, a lot of times that's what can cause bone spurs to form. And the reason that happens is a lot of times we get low in vitamin D and we don't have enough vitamin D. So have you had your vitamin D checked by your physician lately?
I had some blood work done about a week ago, but it was for cholesterol and stuff like that. I don't know if they checked vitamin D.
Yeah, just all the basics. Yeah, I would probably go to your physician and get your vitamin D levels checked. It's a real simple test they can run and just see what the numbers are. The range is about 30 up to about 100, okay, as far as the clinical range. And it's really good to keep those numbers in the upper end of the range. And depending on what those numbers are, is what they'll let you know, of course, what they end up being. And then you probably talk to them about what dosage and all that to go with from there. But keeping your vitamin D levels up is really important when you've got any kind of, any issue bone related, especially like a little bone spur, which is just a buildup of calcium. So that might be something that can be helpful to you. But can the diet help that's in the book, anytime you deal with something that can, be painful or inflammatory, that diet can help. That diet is designed really for overall health, for just keeping your body healthy. It's the right kind of foods and the right combination for people to lose weight or just to get healthy or to have more energy or to just feel better overall. So it's just kind of a good general format to follow. And so, it can help you either way. So just getting on board, making that decision that you want to get well is the real key. Are you dealing with anything else besides a bone spur? Are you taking any medicine at all?
Well, I'm a diabetic, and I take metformin. And that's about it. I was having trouble with my shoulders, but I took therapy for that. And I also read in your book where this lady that came in and was having trouble with her shoulders, her hair falling out, and my hair's coming out. And you said that C6 and C7 went up through your thyroid and could cause the hair loss?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of times, a lot of times the structural aspect of this type of thing is a big deal. And you want to make sure that, like I said, when the structural part of it, the neck itself is out of position many times, the vertebra, like C5, C6, C7. If that's out of alignment, then you have to be really careful because, the nerves go out of the neck, they go out of the spinal cord altogether, and they control all different aspects of the body. So you've got a nerve that goes to all different organs, glands, and systems throughout the body. But in that neck area particular, in the lower aspect of the neck, you got to be really careful because, those nerves go into the thyroid gland, and that can be a factor. Matter of fact, they did a study. It was up in Wisconsin, I believe, years ago, and they did a study on people that went through whiplash. And, when you go through a car accident and you get the whiplash, and they didn't get it treated at all. They didn't have anyone work on the lower aspect of the neck because anytime you're in a massive car accident, they x-ray you, but they don't look for degeneration or really anything like that as far as something that could cause or affect the nerve in a non-surgical approach. They just look for fractures. As long as you're not fractured, then everything's okay. Well, the damage and the trauma that it does to that area neurologically, they found caused issues with the thyroid gland and led to hypothyroidism. So it's a factor. Now, that's not definitely standard of care in medicine by any means. But it is a factor from more of the alternative way of thinking. Chiropractic physicians and osteopathic physicians would agree with that for the most part. But, that could definitely be a key. So getting down and figuring out nutritional deficiencies, that's number one. And you can do that with blood work like you've already done and working with your doctor on that. And yeah, going to see someone that can work on the lower aspect of your neck, like a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, can always be helpful. And you always want to have every aspect of your body evaluated and make sure that it's working at the best level that it can. So, you know, that's just a couple of thoughts in that. But yeah, look at the vitamin D levels. When it comes to a bone spur, I think you'll be able to find exactly what you're looking for as far as getting all the things that you need to give the body what it needs. And when you do that, it's amazing how it responds. And keep me posted. You can always send me an email at getwellradio.com. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. You know why that's interesting? Because think about this. If the choices you make right now can determine the kind of health you're going to have, and you've been doing things for, 10 or 15 years, the same way over and over again, then if you can literally make some changes, some shifts in your mindset, knowing that you don't have to be the same today as you were yesterday, and knowing that if you make some radical changes today, you can be different tomorrow. Well, that's the hope that we have. And your body's a temple. It was given to you. It's a gift. So the question is, what are you doing to take care of that gift? Are you eating well? Are you exercising on a regular basis, even when you don't want to? And not all of us want to exercise all the time. Are you drinking plenty of water? At least half your body weight in ounces every single day. Are you drinking plenty of that? Well, little keys like that, getting proper rest, all these little things matter. And they add up in what I call a health account. And if you can build your health account a little bit every day, that compound interest will grow just like it does in your bank account. And you will see the return like never before. All you have to do is make a decision that you want to get well. And start today. And don't let another day go by where you let your health slide. Not for your kids, not for too much work, not for anything. Maintaining your health is one of the greatest things you can do for longevity and a higher quality of life. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Send me an email, getwellradio.com. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 80% of success, Woody Allen says, and our quote for the day is showing up. And that is so true. Persistence is the key to the game. Joint pain and other woes plague obese Americans. So many Americans are obese. They say now that about 65% of Americans are overweight, and about 35 to 40% are obese. And saying the rates of heart disease and diabetes are typically higher among those who are extremely obese, of course, with a BMI of 40 or more. But they're saying now that, of course, the joint pains that they're seeing in the obese adults have skyrocketed about 42% since 2 years ago. Among the other findings in the national data, they said about 25% of American adults were obese, and another 5% were extremely obese. And the black Americans, they said, were more likely to be obese. About 31% were extremely obese, 8% Hispanics, whites, and all other races. So adults with a college degree, they were kind of breaking them down into categories, 20%, on and on. But the bottom line is this, we're getting fatter as a country. Call it obese what you want. We're getting fat. That's the bottom line. That's just such politically correct word. It cracks me up. And if we say somebody's fat, it's like offensive. But the reality is, we're gaining more body fat than ever. We're more sedentary than we've ever been, and things have to change. We have to step up And we have to get motivated to want to lose the weight, to want to get back to our body as healthy again so we can thrive in our lives, so we can be there for our kids and our family members, so that we can make a difference in people's lives. We have to want it. It has to come from deep down. You have to want to get well. You have to want to live a better life and to get your body where it needs to be. And I think many people get to a place where they get discouraged and they feel like they can't get it back and they feel like they can't go to the next level and they feel like they just kind of lost it. And if, you know, you look at yourself, if you gained 100 pounds, 150 pounds, and you think, why, where do I even start? But there's a lot of keys to losing weight that are out there. And, I mean, so many great tools. It's about portion sizes. It's about eating the right kind of foods, more frequency with your meals. I mean, the list could go on and on. Exercising consistently, but not exercising too long. And, of course, reversing that cycle. And just so you know, just a little key, if you're with your doctor and you want to check how well your body handles foods and your metabolism and how well body fat is affecting, or how much your body fat is affecting you in your hormone levels and inability to lose weight, there's a great blood test called leptin. So ask your doctor to run a leptin test and see what that test will reveal, and see how well changing those numbers can literally change your body composition. You'd be impressed and be amazed, actually. So many things we can do to drop the weight, and we don't have to be stuck. And there's nothing breaks my heart more than seeing someone that's on 10 different medications, they're overweight, they're 35, and maybe it's a mother with four kids. She can barely breathe because she's so overweight and just got there for whatever reason, ate too much, had a bad, you know, a tough teenage years, self-medicated with food, and just got to a place where she just can't get out. And it's not a good place to be. You can change. Life can be different. And you don't have to be where you are. You can change. And that's just, it breaks my heart. I've seen it so many times. And there has to be a way. There is a way. Just you have to find that somewhere deep down inside that you want to get well and you've had enough. And it just, it's possible. So no matter what you're dealing with, if you're overweight and you're listening to the show right now, I want you to know it's possible for you to get out from where you are. You don't have to be stuck. No matter what people have told you, no matter what your own mind has told you, you can get out. But you have to want it. You have to make that decision. I can't do it for you. And if you do, you'll be amazed at what can take place in your life. A year from now, you won't even recognize the old you. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You give me a call right now. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi.
How can I help?
I have a set of 18-month-old twins, and they both have eczema on their, I mean, different spots on their body. And we don't eat a whole lot of processed food. Their diets are pretty, a lot of fruit and vegetables, lean meat, red meat. My husband also has eczema, so I don't know if you have any ideas of things to try with them. We live in a very, very dry area.
Okay.
And I don't know if that, I mean, that is hurting, but I don't know if it's, I don't think it's just that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the eczema can be affected by dry weather. It's possible. But remember, for the most part, what happens on your skin comes from the inside. And if you're not getting the right nutrients for whatever reason, or have food allergies or anything like that, it's coming from the gut. The gut usually shows itself within the skin at some level. So that is probably what's going on, is you want to start looking there. So they eat pretty well, fruits and vegetables. What does a typical day look like? Why don't you tell me breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
Normally they have like an egg for breakfast, maybe a piece of whole grain toast, or half. I mean, they're not eating a whole piece, like a half a piece. I don't even think they probably eat that much. And then they'd have some fruit, probably a little bit of butter on the bread, and egg would be cooked probably in either olive oil or butter. Lunch, maybe like some Greek yogurt with fruit in it, vegetable like broccoli and fruit, probably. They don't eat a whole lot of noodles, and they don't really eat potatoes very well. So.
What about dinner?
Supper. Well, I guess we don't really feed them a whole lot of mayonnaise, but they do eat a little bit of mayonnaise.
What about fish oil? How much fish oil are they taking every day?
They're not.
Okay. Well, there's a big. What about probiotics? You giving them probiotics at all?
They eat yogurt.
Okay, so the Greek yogurt. If you're dealing with eczema, first thing you want to do is remove all dairy from the diet. And you want to always remove wheat at any level, even a half a piece of toast.
Okay.
You want to completely cut out gluten from the diet and also cow's milk dairy that's pasteurized and homogenized. And by doing that, you've cut out the top two food allergens that can be in your diet. And then fish oil is a real big one with eczema. Kind of like that dryness you're talking about that comes, you know, whether it's the dry air, that can affect the skin. But remember, it comes from the inside out. So you want to make sure that they have plenty of omega-3 fats in the diet. That's always been something the research has talked about, just because we know that skin conditions by deficiency of omega-3 fats, which we're all deficient in if we don't take them because it's not in our diet typically. So getting plenty of those omega-3 fats really is a key for any kind of skin condition. And even though they're eating, you know, not a ton of food, you know, it sounds like you're doing a good job of putting some healthy food around them. I can see why you'd be frustrated. I think it's just some slight little modifications that might be able to help, because these little deficiencies, I'm telling you, they can build up big time. So adults typically, I think most, it depends on what brand you use as far as like the fish oil. Just make sure you're using the oil, not the gel caps. I'm definitely a bigger fan of those. But yeah, I mean, that definitely makes a big difference to fatty acids. Zinc is also another one. But I mean, for kids, you don't really have to do a whole lot of vitamins and things like that. Kids are typically pretty good. Their digestive tracts work pretty well. Only two things that the foundational four, which I think everybody should be on everybody's kitchen table, really. That's a good whole food multivitamin, and that can be like a kid's chewable or something like that. I'm sure their pediatrician's probably already recommended those kind of things. But a good fish oil is always great. That helps. The omega-3 fats really are good for the immune system and also for every other aspect of the body, including their skin, hair, nails, that kind of thing. Probiotics are important too. And with kids, especially, getting the bacterial flora correct and keeping it healthy is vital for skin, for complexion, for a host of things, especially within the digestive tract. And that's pretty easy to maintain. You can get those in a supplemental form. And I know you're trying to get it from the yogurt, but you can just, they make it in like a powder form too, where you can mix it in with some of the fruit or however you want to do that. There's a lot of ways to take the probiotics, I guess is what I'm saying. That and then digestive enzymes might be something you want to consider too, to help them break down the foods that they're eating. So those four supplements, pretty basic. And then stay with, you know, a lot of the diet that you already lay out, the eggs and the fruit, doing great on that. And, you know, the lunch and dinner, just, you know, plenty of meats or fish and vegetables like you're doing. Just keep the fats in there, half an avocado here, you know, crushed almonds or walnuts and things over a salad or whatever you want to do. But I would just keep that up. I mean, that's just my thoughts. From the research and things that I've seen and done, those are pretty good items. It always comes down to fatty acids when you're looking at eczema, typically in food sensitivities or food allergies. Now, a lot of the research says that. And there's creams and things that can help from the outside to kind of soothe it, but usually it comes from the inside out. Vitamin D has shown some promise, too, for skin conditions from some of the research I've seen. So might want to look into that as well. All right. Thanks so much for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Stephen from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He says, using your diet and exercise suggestions, I've come down from 285 to 215. Way to go, Stephen. He says, I still have a few more pounds to lose. My usual exercise is a stationary bike. What can I do different? We'll answer that when we come back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Steven sent an email in. He's from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He says, using your diet and exercise suggestions, I have come down from 285 pounds down to 215 pounds. Steven, that is just amazing. Great job, man. I still have a few more pounds to lose. My usual exercise is a stationary bike. If I change things up, would that help? Absolutely. Muscle confusion, exercise confusion to the body. Always want to do things differently. The body's always looking for change to where it can't adapt. So you might want to do a stationary bike one day. You might want to go lift a good weight workout the next day. Maybe go jogging the day after that, and then, you know, kind of mix things up that way. Lower body leg workouts, sprints, running sprints. The more you can change it up with your body, the more it has a hard time adapting, or it's forced to adapt. And when it's forced to adapt with whatever situation you're giving it, that's when it creates change. When it gets used to it, and it will, trust me, it'll get used to the same old, same old, same old, that's when things become challenging, and that's when it gets stubborn, especially when you get down to that point where it's those last 10 to 15 pounds, it's really tough, and you have a hard time getting down that break point. You have to really force the body to do that. And it comes down to hormones. It comes down to diet. It comes down to the way you train, too, and the different ways that you do that. So the answer is yes, that you need to change things up. It's about coming up with a new way to do that. And a great way, I personally think, to do this is to have a personal trainer. And you can get one, to have one once a month if you need to. But having a personal trainer is like having a personal coach. And great having, I mean, literally having a personal trainer is, I think, one of the best investments you can make if you're looking for change within your life and looking to change your body and to do it as effectively as possible. I mean, you could get done in 2 months working with a personal trainer and the results that it would take you 8 months or a year to get done. Literally, meandering around, doing your own thing. It will save you so much time. So the money that you would spend, which is not that much, is minimal, for the outcome that you get is just amazing. So having a personal trainer on your team is a great way to go. That's just my 2 cents. 888-283-7272. Go online, getwellradio.com is our website. You can send me an email. And our preferred wellness providers, these are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. So a great network that we have growing every single day. They believe in this nutrition and lifestyle-based preventative care that we talk about and can really take you to the next level. Joan, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
Well, I have fibromyalgia. I was diagnosed in 2009. I take Cymbalta, 60 milligrams a day, and okay. I have to take anti-inflammatory Mobic. If I do not take the Mobic, then I have trouble walking and using my hands and stuff. And I'm looking for some kind of alternative to taking medication that it might be natural.
Well, with fibromyalgia, you've been taking the Mobic. Have you noticed a big difference or not really?
Yes, but I also have a ulcer in my stomach, right on the top of my stomach. And I thought, well, if I quit taking the Mobic, it might help it. Of course, I get worse. I can hardly walk. And when I do take the Mobic, it makes it easier for me to walk into function.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, is your lifestyle pretty conducive? Like, do you exercise? Do you eat healthy? Give me a little bit update on that. Are you overweight?
I started walking yesterday to try to get back in track, you know, lose weight. I'm overweight. And, of course, I pay for 2 or 3 days for what I do one day. I didn't get to walk today due to I have a heavy schedule. I go to college and also work, you know. So
yeah, I understand.
Tomorrow I'll hit back at it again. I'm feeling so that I'm so busy that I forget to eat. Today was not a good day. I was just like I'm pacing myself. And I just don't eat. I just grab, you know, a cup of tea and go or whatever. And when I do eat, I try to eat, you know, Greek yogurt for breakfast, and I eat egg whites or just something that, in that sense, you know, I don't eat much cereal or anything like that. I don't eat much processed foods because, to me, they're too salty. I just, they just taste salty to me.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things, I think. First and foremost, when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, some people think it's official diagnosis, some don't. And so there's two trains of thought with it. But the reality is you've got an inflammatory condition inside the body, and it starts within the gut. So when your muscles ache, connective tissues ache, all that sort of thing, you always want to make sure that you look at the root cause, which is coming from the digestive tract, always. And you start clearing that out, eating the right kind of foods. You have to almost look at food as being one of your best sets of medicine, because if you focus on it, you're eating three times a day, a couple of snacks in between, you don't miss, even when you're not hungry, even when you're stressed out, and you stick to the plan, you're giving your body nutrients that it needs to lower inflammation, to rebuild good, new, healthy cells, and to function better. And that's what our foods can do. Our foods can make such a huge difference in the way we feel and the way we do things. So that is something definitely to look at. And the anti-inflammatory diet is a great way to go. It's just a super diet to follow that you can kind of, you know, kind of gauge, because if you reduce inflammation in the body, you can make a big difference. And with fibromyalgia, that's such a key. Omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, those are always key too in fibromyalgia. But it's cutting out the grains, it's cutting out dairy products, and also they found that ginseng can be really helpful when you're dealing with fibromyalgia, and also L-theanine, which is an amino acid, has been shown to be helpful too. So there's some natural things out there that can be helpful when you're dealing with chronic issues like that. White willow bark has some good research behind it that you might want to look into, but it comes down to your daily habits. And fibromyalgia always has, for the most part, a pretty strong emotional component that comes with it. So you might want to look in, kind of see if there's some things you're having a hard time letting go, or anger or frustration or something like that. Many times that can be a root cause, and it's subconscious. You don't even know what's going on. All right. Thanks for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.